Good morning. It is Sunday, February 3rd, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. And joining me now is Katie Henriksen, host of Note throughout the week and on Sunday evenings, Sunday Symphony.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. It's been a little while.
Yeah, we kind of had a hiatus because of the holidays and traveling and sickness. So right. now we're going to discuss the Sunday Symphonies again like we've been doing since we started the program. Three symphonies tonight. We've got a Dvorak symphony, his symphony number 7 in D minor, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra under George Sell. We also have a symphony from a Swedish composer, Wilhelm Steinhammer, his symphony number 1 in F major. And then we also have a symphony from a Polish slash he emigrated to the U.S. in the 30s, so he became a U.S. citizen. So Karel Rathaus, his first symphony, he's kind of a not as often heard composer. So what was I going to say? Dvorak, you know, everyone loves Dvorak symphonies.
He's a familiar name.
He's like very, and his later symphonies are the symphonies that had the most success. We'll hear his symphony number 7. That's obviously a great late romantic piece from 1885. The other two composers are less well known. Steinhammer, the Swedish composer, I've played his symphony number 2 in a prior KUAF Sunday Symphony, and that's where he kind of blossomed into his own and kind of took on more of his own idioms and from the Swedish folk tradition.
But this is his first.
This is his first symphony, which is a lot more late romantic, sounding like the Germanic composers that he was listening to. So you kind of, it sounds a little less Swedish, and it's kind of, he's still trying to figure out his own singular voice.
So what makes a symphony, I mean, what is a Swedish sound? You say it sounds less Swedish.
Oh my goodness.
You mentioned folk earlier. I mean, is it kind of...
Yeah, well, and Dvorak actually was really good at that too, in finding folk idioms of Czech Republic and weaving them in. There's a lot of composers that became great at that, and Steinhammer did that, but... He started out and he was still trying to figure out his voice. I mean, a lot of, you know, any kind of artist, you kind of learn from the traditions that you get into. And so at first you kind of sound like that tradition and then you kind of grow up.
Yeah.
But the Swedish, you know, I'd have to actually do some research to know what the Swedish folk idiom is. But basically what he did as he came into his own is he kind of studied more of the folk traditions and things coming out of his own country and put that into his own sound. So,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
I think so. And yeah. So is he at the same time period? So the Dvorak was written in the 1880s.
Dvorak's the only one from the 19th century. So Steinhammer and... Steinhammer started in the... He was born in 1871. But the symphony was written at the very beginning of the 1900s. And then the Rathaus was also written in the 1900s, so two 20th century works.
But the Rathaus is even, I mean, it's a little bit, you said he came to, when was that one written? Because I know you said he came to America.
The Rathaus was written when he was still in Europe, so it was written in the 1920s. He's Polish, and he emigrated to the U.S. in the 1930s because of the Nazi regime. Mm-hmm. He wanted to escape it. Let's see. There's some interesting stuff in the liner notes about he wasn't really well received. His symphonies weren't well received. They were performed in Europe in the 1920s when he wrote them, but they didn't go over very well. So that's one of the reasons you don't really hear him all that much. So here's from the composer Rathaus saying about the first performance. The performance of my first symphony was given a most hostile reception. According to Stravinsky's dictum that it is not what critics write, but the amount they write that is all important, the performance was a huge success. The vitriol about the symphony filled column after column. At the time when it came out, people just did not like it at all. Although it's really not atonal in terms of what people have come to expect from 20th century composers. So you listen to it, you'll hear dissonance and such, but it's not nearly as raucous as what the critics, I guess, heard when they first heard it in the 1920s.
Right. And who's performing this one?
The Rathaus is a performance from the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Israel Yanon.
Okay.
So, and then the Steinhammer is actually the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, led by Neeme Järvi.
All right. Well, tune in tonight at 7 for Sunday Symphonies with Katie Henriksen.
Thanks Christina.